Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches B'chayrus, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asabas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Ruzivik Hagon B'karuv Mamish. Now we learned in the previous Mishnah that a B'char is supposed to be eaten within its first year of life. So Mishnah Beis tells us No loy mom b'sech shnasai. If a mom developed on it within its first year of life, Motel l'kayim b'kol shnei masar chaydash, the kain's allowed to keep it for that whole 12 months, and then he can eat it. Whereas la'achar shnasai, if it only developed a mom after its first year of life, so he couldn't eat it beforehand because there's no Beis HaMikdash and he can't shecht it if it's not a Baal Mum, so he has to wait until it gets a Mum, and it developed this Mum only after its first year of life. Einor Shai L'Kaima El Ad Shleishim Yoyim, he's only allowed to keep it for a maximum of 30 days after it developed that Mum, and then he has to shecht it. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, continue to discuss this. Hashoich Rabachar Umayrez Mumay. If a kain shechted a Bachar, which is Baal Mum, and only then he showed it to an expert, which was going to determine whether or not it is really considered a Mum Kavua, which would have allowed him to shecht it, or if it was really just a mum iver, was a passing mum, and he really shouldn't have shechted it. And the expert told him, don't worry, this is a mum kavua, it's okay that you shechted it. Rabbi Huda allows him to eat it because it was a regular mum that it would allow him to shecht it. Rameir says, no. Since it was shechted without a mumcha, without an expert telling him beforehand that he's allowed to, usher, then it's usher to eat. And that's because of the following. Rabbi Huda agrees to Rav Meir, if the mum was in the eye, if that's where the mum kavua was, that it actually would be usher to eat. Even though the mumcha, the expert, said that it's a mum kavua. That's because eye issues in the animal change after death. Before it was shechted, it could be that it had an eye issue that would not have allowed him to shecht it, and then after he shechted it, the eye changed, and now the mumcha sees it, and he says, oh, that's a mum kavua. But beforehand, there wasn't a mum kavua, so Rabbi Yehuda would aser in that case. Rav Meir's geyser this because of that. Because of this eye case that we just mentioned, Rav Meir says, in all situations, any time a b'char bal mum is shechted, before the expert says that it's allowed to be, we aser the kain from eating it. We're going to stop her for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalan and Hey. Continue to discuss this B'char Baal Mum. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.